The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, amen. Today, the first day of the blessed month of Mesor, may God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, of my Father, and my brethren, amen. On this day, Saint Apolly, son of Justus, son of Emperor Numerius, was martyred. His saint was the crown prince of the Roman Empire. He was away in war, and when he returned to Antioch, he found Diocletian and had already established the pagan worship of idols. Although Apolly was capable of killing him and taking the empire over from him, he preferred the heavenly everlasting kingdom. Saint Apolly came forward and confessed Christ before Diocletian. In the beginning, Diocletian handled him gently, but when he failed to attract him to worship and to the idols, he banished him along with his father Justus and his mother Theoclea. To the city of Alexandria, he wrote to Arminius, its governor, to persuade them to offer sacrifice to the gods, and if they refused, to separate them from each other. Arminius, knowing their royal position, sent Justus, the father, to Ancyna, his wife, to the city of Sa, and Apolly, their son, to Basta. He also left to each of them one of their servants to minister unto them. When Apolly arrived in the city of Basta, he confessed Christ before his governor, was tortured him severely. He beat him, burned him, and dismembered him. When the governor saw that many became Christians because of what they saw from the steadfastness of the saint to the tortures, and that the Lord was healing him from his wounds, he ordered to cut off his holy head, and thus received the crown of martyrdom. May he praise be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 1643 AM, the righteous and honorable Father Pope Cyrillus V, the 112th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was born in the city of Tismont, governor of Beniswef, in 1831 AD. His pious parents named his John, brought him up well, and raised him up in the Christian moral. He had a strong desire to study the Holy Bible and the biography of the saints. When he was 12 years old, in 1843 AD, he was ordained a deacon and carried the diaconate duties ardently. Because he was inclined at a young age to the life of asceticism and solitary life, he left the world and went to the St. Mary Monastery, known as Sorien, in Wadi en Notroun. There he became a disciple to the spiritual elder, the Higumene Father Girgis Ilfar, the father of the confession of the monks. When John's father discovered where he was, he came to the monastery and brought him back, but because of his love for the ascetic life, he did not stay long. He returned to the wilderness and became a monk at the Baramos Monastery in the year of 1850 AD. He excelled in his monastic life duties and became known for his asceticism, purity, and gentleness, and became a good patron to the other monks. He was ordained a priest in 1851 AD, then promoted to Higumene in 1852 AD. The number of monks in the monastery there was small, and its income was very little. This father worked hard in scrambling and selling books to churches. The income was used to buy the necessities of the monks, such as food and clothing. His virtues of knowledge, rashness, and gentleness became well known. He was ordained a patriarch in the 23rd of Pau, 1591 AM, which is on November 1st, 1874 AD. In a venerable celebration, he directed his attention to building churches, renovating monasteries, being merciful to the poor, and caring for the efforts of the monks. In 1892 AD, he chose to be exiled rather than to squander the properties of the monasteries. Amba Ioannis, Metropolitan of El Bahira, Munmunofeya, and then he, the deputy of the See of St. Mark, was also exiled with him. Afterwards, both returned from their exile with much respect and honor. During his papacy, the church was adorned by knowledgeable and holy men. Among them was the great father. the man of purity and meekness and charity, Amba Abraham, bishop of El Fayyum. This bishop's virtues had spread vastly, and his almsgiving to the poor had reached a point where he did not save any money. All the donations he received from the benevolent, he gave to the poor and needy. He also performed many wonders, such as healing the sick and casting out evil spirits. Another was the well-learned, great theologian and skillful orator, the Higomen, Philotheos Ibrahim Iltanawi, rector of the great St. Mark Church. Also the well-learned father, the honorable and ascetic monk, the Higomen, Father Abdul Masih Salib Il-Baramusi, who also well-educated in Coptic, Ethiopian, Greek, and Syrian languages. He also knew some French and English. He was characterized with immeasurable patience in research and examining religious books. In return, he left valuable publications which speak of his prominence. Pope Kyrillos appointed the late Habib Girgis, who was the dean of the theological seminary, to be his deacon. He dedicated his life to the seminary and its improvement. Mr. Girgis assisted the Pope in expanding its building in Mahmasha. Pope Kyrillos often visited the seminary and blessed its students. This deacon was a skillful speaker. He accompanied the Pope in his pastoral visits to Upper Egypt and Sudan. He translated many religious books from foreign language to Arabic and published Il Karma periodical to spread the facts of the faith in a positive way. He published many books, among them were The Seven Sacraments of the Church, The Counselor of the Faithful, The Mystery of Pity, and many others. He taught and nurtured many generations of clerical men who flourished in the church and filled it with their sermons and religious publication. The Pope gave the utmost of his efforts to lift his flock to the high spiritual level. As he was present in printing the church books, he departed in peace after spending 52 years, 9 months and 6 days on the patriarchal chair. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Say yours.